USA Radio News.
President Trump announced plans to withdraw troops from Syria. Many Republican senators are not too happy, including Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio.
The decision to withdraw an American presence in Syria is a colossal, in my mind, mistake, a grave error that's going to have significant repercussions in the years and months to come.
Stocks are closing sharply lower after the Fed Reserve announced it would raise interest rates by a quarter of a point for the fourth time this year. The Dow lost 352 points to close at 23,323. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell addresses the overall state of the economy.
The projections of committee participants released today show growth continuing at healthy levels, the unemployment rate falling a bit further next year, and inflation remaining near 2%.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
More trouble for a social media giant. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has this report.
Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix, Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. This shows how data has become a commodity to be sold and bartered. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends without getting the consent of the people whose data they were sharing. In response, Facebook says, "We know we got work to do to regain people's trust. Protecting information requires strong teams, better technology, and clearer policies."
A new report also says that Facebook's CEO Mark Zuckerberg took a hit in the pocketbook regarding all this privacy talk as he lost $16 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
A federal judge delayed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. A new hearing date is set for March 13th, and Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News his whole main concern with this Mueller probe.
I've always been a critic of the idea that you can listen to someone's phone call without a warrant. That's what they did to General Flynn. I think it basically was entrapment. I think what they did should be illegal if it isn't already illegal what they did to him. But then on the other issue to me is a little unseemly, the idea of people lobbying for foreign governments. In fact, I'm toying with the idea and contemplating and in discussions of whether, well, we should just make a law that you can't do lobbying for foreign governments, because it really does appear to be divided loyalty, whether you're in government or not. I don't like the idea that Saudi Arabia spends tens of millions of dollars every year hiring people for their interests. Their ambassador should come to our capital and tell us what the interests of Saudi Arabia are. But we shouldn't have people. Think about Ukraine. You got pro-Western Ukraine, pro-Russian Ukraine. Yeah. Should they all hire million-dollar lobbyists to come over here and talk to us?
And Paul continues.
He lied about something that the government shouldn't have even been listening to the phone calls. Right. The original FBI said, you know, they didn't even think he was lying. So, no, I think it's a terrible idea that you let the government listen to all our phone conversations, and then they try to trip you up on whether or not you remember your conversation correctly yet on the phone. So I think what they did to General Flynn in talking to the ambassador was terrible, entrapment, and shouldn't happen.
For USA Radio News,